course, bright yellow lobster, and something I'd never seen before. Of course, the captain kind of just stopped and said, holy moly, you know, look down this trap here. And so it was all operations kind of came to a standstill, and this stood out from the rest.
His name is Tommy Doobie, and he is without question different from the rest of the lobstering crowd.
Yeah, what stands out about Tommy is that he is 9 years old, 10 maybe now, 9 at the time of the story, and has been hauling traps for a year or two already. And 10-year-olds and younger who are in the fishery, so he's not alone, but he's one of a few, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, those traps weigh as much as he does.
Yeah. Petition. God,
and then the lobster roll, don't get me started.
Yep.
Is it done with drawn butter? Is it mayonnaise? Is it tarragon? Holy mackerel. God, you guys are sensitive over a freaking lobster roll.
Yeah. And I can literally fish all day using a pound of shrimp. Unless the bite's on fire, then you may need a pound and a half.
There it is. The good old shrimp. Yes, the good old shrimp. I'm telling you guys, this stuff, by the way, I do cut it into relatively small pieces. I'm not using the whole shrimp. Some of y'all may go nuts when you see that.
How about you, old timer? Well, how I know you?
I'm your Uncle Jerry. I do magic.
Gary. Like Gary, Indiana.
Jerry?
A, B, C, D, G. Gah.
Gary.
Gah.
Gary,
oh, Gary,
Indiana.
Gary.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary.
Gary. Gary.
Gary.
You're my uncle, no. Jerry.
Gary.
G.
Gah. Like God.
God, okay.
Gary.
Jerry.
God, Gary.
God,
Gary.
Gary.
There. God,
got it.
Gary.
Got it.
I'm your uncle, Gary.
Okay, you are my Uncle Gary.
I'm your Uncle Gary.
That's him.
You say it to Steve. I'm your Uncle Gary.
I'm your Uncle Gary. I do magic.
It's a try.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Jason Eastwood's Calculator Watch, coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet in Manitoba. It's Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
And my name's Electric John.
I'm Jason, the man, Eastwood.
Special guest?
I'm Uncle Jerry.
Oh, we didn't know if we were going to have a special guest today, so we have a non-special guest, which is exciting. His name is Uncle Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes, thank you. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
I think Jerry originally, wasn't Gary's Closet Jerry's Closet before they renamed it in the 80s?
Yeah. It was always GC. So right. Maybe it was a soft G. Jerry G?
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. It was
soft
a,
Jerry?
I think Jerry's full name is Gerald, if I'm not correct.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I haven't read my history books on our non-special guest, but welcome to the show, Jer.
Yep.
You were in the closet. You were in the closet today, seeing some of the sights.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
What did you think? Some great streets, eh?
Yep.
We've
Wonderful.
Got a great show for you this week. One more time, Boomer Barry will be back.
Boomer Barry has a hot take on something, and it is the middle of summer, so we're appreciating all things hot, aren't we, John?
We sure are. Even hot tempers. I mean, we're just we're trying to keep things cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's summer, and you've seen the movie Do the Right Thing?
Are we also... Yes, I did.
You know, there's a racial tension, and it's boiling. Yeah. But that hot Brooklyn
it
summer...
It adds to it. We spent the whole day yesterday in the sun. We might talk about that in the festival stories. We were actually
stories.
At the Winnipeg Folk Fest yesterday, and it was fabulous.
And a brand new segment with our special guest about
Almost Jerry.
About labels.
Almost Gary.
Go ahead and label me.
Yes.
Go ahead and label me.
Thank you.
Brand
thank
new
you,
segment.
Jerry.
We're going to make a song. It's going to be great. Good times.
Yes.
Do we have a mindful minute?
No, but we have a theme song. for the label thing. And
brand new theme song we'll be producing live on the air.
Maybe a theme song about theme songs. We'll see how many songs we can get on the show. Maybe Jerry wants to sing something live on the show.
Mm-hmm. We'll find. Yeah, he has pretty brought his guitar. Well, hey, we'll kick things off right now with some brand new music. This is brand new. Lou Barlow's Folk Implosion with Walk Through Me right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
Perspective, a pond is not the sea, and I would burn this town down.
Get Up Kids with Lou Barlow, of course, of Dinosaur Jr. and Shevado fame, and of course the Folk Implosion. And we heard brand new Folk Implosion before that with Okay to Disconnect. And it's okay for you to disconnect. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM on the dial, Jason.
Hello, and I'd like to say welcome to our guest again, Special Jerry. Jerry, how's Jeremy. It going over there?
Good.
You recently saw the Rolling Stones, I heard. Are they still as good as they were?
Yep.
Thank you.
Great interview.
He's well spoken.
Exactly. Jason, this is a great show because...
is it? If we have to say it's a great show, is it a great show?
Sure.
I'm asking. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. We got to remind ourselves that we're doing shrimpfarm.crypto.
I forgot. This show is amazing. This show is amazing.
Sometimes I get in the way of the show.
If you're listening to this... Oh, I'm sorry, Special Jerry. Do you think this isn't our best album? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It is good. See? We got a good.
Very good. Anyway. Wanted some attention.
But yes, the show is going from great to amazing very quickly.
It sure is. Yeah. Now, I know that every week you deliver up some of that great local music.
I do. And today I'd like to play something that we heard yesterday. This is Madeline Roger with the Fretless. We witnessed them all together. Even Special Jerry was in on that one, right?
Yes, we're going to have a Festival Stories very soon.
We're going to talk about this in a little bit in a segment called Festival Stories. But here is Madeline Roger with the Fretless with something they just recorded right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
I'm gonna face my demons, even if it breaks my legs. even if it breaks my spirit, walking around downtown all day. We all got our own reasons, all got bills to pay. One day, son, you'll get it straight and you won't have to walk this way. Wake up and place your bets. Wake up and wait in line. One day you'll pay off all your debt. I know it ain't the time. Changing with the seasons, going it all alone. I got friends and when I see them, it feels like coming home. Yes, it does. Grab a drink, come on by. Anytime you're getting high, place your bets and get in line. Even losers get to try from time to time. Get it right. Ain't that a sweet thought? Sweetheart, I ain't one to lie. Myself a place off a highway 5 mountain road someday, but not today. Find myself some peace of mind just behind my eyes. There's a bluebird waiting to sing her song, and I'm gonna let her fly. Let her fly. Well, I used to let her out at night when everyone's asleep. In my dreams, it's broad daylight, and I let her kiss my cheek. Never thought I'd be the man that I am today. Hey, here I am, despite my plans, I think I'm here to stay.
Boy Golden with Here to Stay, and we are here to stay for your listening pleasure right here on shrimpfarm.crypto. Before that, we heard a lovely, lovely Feist cover by Madeline Roger and the Fretless, who we witnessed at the Folk Fest on the weekend. We sat right in front of the stage, guys. You remember that? We got some mosquitoes on us, some sun, and we just ingested the music.
Boy Golden, too, just recently did an in-store into the music a few days back.
I heard it went really well.
Yeah.
I heard a few people were escorted.
You know, since we're talking so much about all this festival stuff, why don't we do a festival stories?
We will, but I have a question for our guest first, who's apparently an expert in Leslie Feist. Is that not true? Special Feist guy?
No.
Festival stories time.
Festival stories. The sound of a dream come true. Festival stories. It's just a good time for me and for you. Electric John presents Festival Stories.
Occasionally featuring East.
Another Festival Stories, occasionally featuring East. I produce this segment every week.
Also produced by Jason Eastwood.
I always get into arguing about who produces the segment.
I produced it. I let you put your name on it, and now we argue about it every week.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I'll give you some of the royalties.
So we were at a festival.
It was called the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
What kind of royalties are you getting from a radio segment?
I haven't told you about the royalties yet.
No.
Oh.
What's this?
Oh, we have a special guest, folks, and he's calling the show. No? Okay. No,
just distractions.
Should we answer it or no?
There's no phone.
We were at a music festival. It was in Birds Hill Park.
The Winnipeg Folk.
Some of you might have heard of it. It's been going on since 1974, I believe.
50th annual.
Yes. And We have one of the participators over here.
You. Next year is the 50th annual.
Oh, thank you. Finally, we get some good information out of the guest. What was this year then, Jer?
The 49th.
Very good.
What would last year's would be the 48th then?
Nope. 2 years ago would have been 47th.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, it was a good time.
So, Kurt, you're a Kurt Vile fan. He played here. He played at the music festival that we were at.
He played at the 47th.
Would you, it's the first time, you're the first time there. What'd you think overall? Like,
yeah, it was good.
Excellent, excellent. John, did you have a good time?
I've been there lots, but I did have a good time.
You kept everything together, nothing.
I did, like one, my friend lost his wallet, so we had to put up with that shit all day.
Oh, yeah. But he was helped out by a gas station attendant. Didn't he go back to the gas station with some flowers and say, hey, sorry for bugging you all day?
They cut to the video.
Yeah, you know what? It turns out that the wallet was actually in the apartment at home.
Oh, that's fantastic news, though.
But there was a lot of stress and anxiety. And
but most importantly, the wallet was where it was supposed to be, and nobody fraudulated anybody else, right?
Fraudulated?
Is that a word? Let's go to our guest for that one.
Fraudulent?
Undulated.
Undulated. Nice. We have a golfer.
I really enjoyed...
This is a lot like the Vinegar Rich segment.
I really
enjoyed... Rich came on the show, and for anybody who hasn't tuned in a while, Vinegar Rich came on and he did an unboxing on radio where he ripped open a package.
Went on for 7 minutes.
Took about 7 minutes of package opening. It was a very unsatisfying climax, put it that way.
I really enjoyed the headliner Orville Peck, also Noah Cyrus, the younger sister of Miley Cyrus.
I love the song that Noah Cyrus did with Orville Peck.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was great. I wasn't a huge fan of the Noah Cyrus set that I heard from Lying on the Grass.
You don't like new country music?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
I said I particularly did not like the Noah Cyrus set.
Oh, spicy.
Now that's a diss. Saying that you don't mind the genre, but you didn't like the artist.
Yeah, it's a heavy shot.
If you want to send hate mail, don't forget to send it to shrimpfarm.com, care of Seafood City the Garden Closet Mall.
That would be shrimpfarm.crypto, care of Seafood City in the Gary's Closet Shopping Center.
Thank you. Oh, man, this is tough. It's tough to do a radio show day after a festival where you really got fried.
Yeah, we got burned by it, but the sun took us down hard. And then the rain came and the winds.
I took my shirt off and people started calling me Olgish.
You look like a Eastern European power lifter.
Yeah, that was hard to realize, but now I'm okay with it.
Who maybe eats a few too many cabbage rolls on the weekends.
Yes, well, pierogies. I actually had a stint where I worked at Pierogi Planet and I overate because it was free.
That is carried over.
The weight, yes, it has.
I'm not body shaming, I'm just...
The weight is carried over into my future until I get rid of it.
I'm with you.
Yes, yes, you are. This is good radio when you slap the stomach.
Slap the belly.
Oh, wait a second. Did we not give our guest the cough button?
Oh, he doesn't have the cough.
I'm sorry. Besides the phone ringing and the coughing, this has been outstanding.
Fantastic. Welcome.
Well, we do have a Boomer Barry coming up for something a little more professional tonight. But, you know, it's the middle of summer, folks, so you've got to remember that we're on holidays too, aren't we, John?
When you guys leave here, I'm just going to sit in the bathtub and stroke a bottle of wine.
You should light a few candles for that.
Yes.
You still have that Glenn Frey box set?
Well, no, I just have the Smuggler's Blues 12-inch
perfect
dance mix.
That'll get you through the night.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on now.
We're going to play something from Orville Peck.
And to celebrate that wonderful, wonderful set that he did after the thunder and the lightning. We almost forgot to mention there was a rain delay and the lightning delay. And everyone stuck around. We hung out in the beer tent and...
Orville, are you going to be able to go out?
I am a cowboy. I will stick this out.
That was very good.
My man.
mask is a little wet.
What's your favorite Orville Peck song?
I would say...
Going.
Okay, well, let's play some Orville Peck. This is right here.
You got a song for us?
Yeah,
give us the name of an Orville
Peck
song. That you like.
Something by, inspired by Roy Orbison.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
No.
That's not what we're going to play. You won't hear any of that corporate radio rock on Shrimp
Give
Farm
us an Orville Peck song. We'll play an Orville Peck song. Wait, you know, don't know any?
I can find one. You know what?
You said you loved the first album. You didn't like the set. Stop this segment.
Wait a sec. This is gold. This is gold. Wait, folks, we're live on the radio. We can stop this segment or we could not.
Very difficult.
Here's
guest.
Dead of Night right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
Sun goes down, another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up, you say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly, Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high, spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on tight.
See you.
other thing I wanted to talk to you about. It's rather personal.
There is one thing.
Oh.
One thing.
Oh, there's one little thing.
Far better than feeling. Zawaya Dewe.
Something else, kids. Yes, this is a brand new segment right here on Trim Farm Dark Crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area. We are the analog relevance within the digital residence, and we are doing our segment now from time to time. This is the premiere episode on record labels.
Labels on labels.
And it's called Go Ahead and Label Me. And our first guest is here right now to talk about one of his favorite labels.
Hi, so I've decided to go with the Daptone label out of Brooklyn, New York, a label that we're all very fond of and we've fallen in love with over the years. Generally, Daptone focuses on funk and soul, but lately they've been going a little bit outside of their wheelhouse. So I've chosen three new songs from three artists on Daptone. The first song is like a garage psych band that have been around for about 7 or 8 years. They're called The Mystery Lights. They're from New York. I don't know what part of New York.
Probably Brooklyn.
They have an album coming out on September 13th called Purgatory, and that is also the name of the first single, which we will be playing next.
Some of the early parts of the show felt like that, too.
It did. It did.
Keep going.
Second band, also on Daptone, The Sacred Souls from the States, not sure where, probably New York.
Probably Brooklyn. Probably,
no sleep till.
Probably Brooklyn. They have an album coming out, their second album, I believe. It's got A Story to Tell, coming out October 4th. And the first single is Lucid Girl. And finally, for the third Daptone artist, I have gone with, now I'll be mispronouncing this, so please, the hate mail, just stop.
Don't forget to send that to shrimpfarm.crypto via Seafood City, Garden City.
Gary's Closet.
The band is called Orquesta Akokan, and the album is Caracolis, and it just came out on July 12th, and I have chosen the track Pan Con Tibili.
Now you're
totally
a little
mispronounced.
Now you're a little more hip on the Daptone label. I saw Charles Bradley in concert in Ecuador at the Jazz Festival in Quito. It was incredible.
I saw Charles Bradley in concert in Halifax at the Jazz Fest.
I did not see Charles Bradley in concert.
I saw Sharon Jones. Jones and the Dap Kings in Seattle, Washington.
I saw Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings in Calgary.
Fantastic.
I'm starting a new band called Probably Brooklyn.
We're going to enjoy this right now. Here we have some beautiful music from the Daptone label, and you've been listening to the first inaugural segment of
2, 3, 4.
Spotlight of labels, record labels. Specifically, I got an open mind and I got a thick skin. So please feel free.
Feel free.
Feel free.
Feel free.
Feel free. Go ahead and label me. Go ahead and label me.
so many times. And I know it so well. There was a girl who fell for two.
Aprendas cómo se prepara el pan con tibirí, tibirí. No lleva complicaciones, solo cambian los sabores de lo que por dentro tú le vas a echar. ¡Jua! Pan con tibirí, sobre la cazuela,
pan con tibirí.
that was
Orquesta Akokan.
And the song was called
Pancon Tibili.
That's it. Our Spanish is terrible. We apologize for that.
No, I'm fluent.
This DAP label sounds like the best music from 60 years ago.
DAP tone, yeah.
But it produced with today's audio quality.
Good observation, Jason.
DAP tone.
Yes, you've been listening to the first version of Go Ahead and Label Me, our brand new segment. We talk about labels. That was the Daptone label. Next week, we're going to have another exciting label. We're going to keep you in the dark until then, though. And speaking of being kept in the dark, I can think of mushrooms and
Boomerberry.
I'm not much for trends, but this is one I really thought I could get behind. It's called fart walking. Yes, that's right. The releasing of gas, flatulence. It sounded kind of catchy, sort of like a Bee Gees song, the jive talking. A quick summary of what it is. It's after eating a high-fiber meal, you go on a short walk. It promotes farting, and this helps with the digestive system and apparently lessens your chance of type 2 diabetes. It sounded like something worthwhile, so I thought I'd try it out, but I became quickly aware of the fact that it should come with some warnings and cautions. And here they are. Do not go into a yoga class and especially do a downward dog immediately after a fart walk. Not a good idea. Do not take part in fart walking in a crowded plane on a 6-hour international flight. And fart walking is definitely not a group exercise, especially if you're a slow walker. Because although it might be a wonderful way to unwind at the end of the day, you definitely don't want to be downwind. Do what I do and take the suggestion of the Patsy Cline song, I Go Walking After Midnight. If you want to take a friend with you, that's fine. You'll never walk alone. This is Boomer Berry, Fart Walking on Sunshine.
Okay, Boomer. Boomer Berry's going to crap himself jogging.
Boomer Berry with the flatulation walk. That is a big thing in BC, I hear. I heard there's a lot of that going on out there.
Yeah.
That's BC, big crapper. No, just...
There's a band called BC Fontaine, isn't there?
DC Fontaine. Fontaine's DC from Ireland. They're Fontaine's an Irish group.
DC.
Just play a song of theirs.
Yes. Do you have any requests?
They have a new one called... Starburster.
Ooh, Uncle Jerry says we should play Starburster. It sounds like something I'd love to put in my mouth.
Like Randy says, let's let it ride. You're listening to
Shrimp Farm
the Crypto.
If it's a bottle of Bible.
Beautiful.
I wonder if he was inspired by U2 to like, do his little version of, like, that's a great title. Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
U2 the Spy Plane?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think he got inspiration from the spy plane. Yeah. Well, the sun is setting in Gary's closet. It's another beautiful summer evening.
It's so nice to have Carrie Casey, the grandson of Casey Kasem?
Uncle Jerry.
Yeah, Jeremy, or Uncle Gary, thank you for joining us in Gary's closet. It's been a Gary of a show.
Uncle Gary.
You're my Uncle Jerry.
Gary.
That's a hard G?
Like
Gary?
Gary, Indiana.
Uncle Gary.
Like Gary, Indiana.
It's been so nice to have Gary down on the show.
It's great. It's been great. Well,
Jerry.
Is it Gary or Gary?
G.
Gary.
Great. And G.
Jerry.
Wonderful. I'm eating a grape right now on the air. I know that's not professional, but hey, it's summer, right, John?
Hey, kick back. It's summer. Go to the beach. Do some stuff. You know what? Next week, you won't see us. We're going to hear you. Wait, how's that go again?
Patricia Beach, where you can eat grapes on the beach.
Right here.
On Shrimp.
Farm.
Dot.
Crypto.
Crypto.
Gary.